Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of a four-game series here in Pittsburgh. Bailey Falter against David Peterson, and the Mets threatened immediately against Falter. Francisco Lindor led off the game with a base hit. Brandon Nimmo then followed with a base hit that deflected off the foot of Falter and redirected into shallow right. Lindor went first to third, Nimmo at first base, and then with J.D. Martinez up, Nimmo swiped second. So the Mets had runners at second and third with nobody out. J.D. then popped out. That was out number one. Pete Alonso next. He chased a fastball over his head for a strikeout and the second out. So it's two in scoring position, still in the first inning. Two outs for the Mets. Falter came back and struck out Mark Vientos for the final out to strand a pair in scoring position. Second and third and nobody out for the Mets, but they could not score. In the bottom half, David Peterson set the Pirates down in order. Top of the second, the Mets offense went back to work. Luis Torrens led off the inning with a single. But with Tyrone Taylor up, Torrens was cut down trying to steal second, which was rather unfortunate because Tyrone would follow with a double to right center field. Mets couldn't bring him home, though. A ground out and a fly out stranded Taylor over at third. In the bottom of the second, Connor Joe led off and reached on a broken bat pop-up that landed between the mound and the plate. It kicked off the end of David Peterson's glove into foul territory. It was a fair ball and an E1. Two batters later, Joshua Palacios reached on an infield single into no man's land over at third. Peterson then walked Joey Bart on a 10-pitch at-bat to load the bases with one out. Peterson responded, though, with a strikeout of O'Neill Cruz on a 96-mile-per-hour fastball, and the bases were full with two outs for Michael Taylor.
The 0-2 struck him out swinging, fastball away. Another 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Peterson, who gets himself in and out of trouble, leaving the bases loaded.
Back-to-back strikeouts for David Peterson in a scoreless second inning. Scoreless and on to the third. Mets kept the pressure on in the third against Bailey Falter. Francisco Lindor walked, Brandon Nimmo singled, and then J.D. Martinez walked, and the Mets had the bases loaded with nobody out. With Pete Alonso up, Bailey Falter threw one pitch way out of the strike zone, and that was it. He was done. He was lifted with an injury in what the Pirates called a posterior arm injury on his left side. So Falter done, bases loaded, nobody out. Former Met Dennis Santana on for Pittsburgh, and he came out and struck out not just Pete Alonso but Mark Vientos as well. Mets at that point now 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position, had the bases full with two outs for Luis Torrens. Santana sets and the right-hander drives home. Swung on, hit in the air, left center field, pretty deep. Reynolds racing back towards the alley, and he can't get there. It bangs off the wall and rolls into left. Two-run score. Here comes Martinez. He'll score without a throw. It's a bases-clearing double for Luis Torrens, and the Mets finally cash in. It's 3-0 New York in the third. And that was today's Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. A bases-clearing double for Luis Torrens, and the Mets finally broke through with a three-spot and a 3-0 lead onto the bottom of the third. David Peterson worked around a one-out single by Brian Reynolds for a scoreless inning, and the score remained 3-0 as we went to the bottom of the fourth inning. Nick Gonzalez led off the inning with a double to left. He wouldn't be there for long because Peterson executed a perfect pickoff play to second base. Call on the field was originally safe. The Mets challenged. It was overturned, and Gonzalez was out at second base. Joshua Palacios next. He grounded out for the second out. The inning did stay alive, though. Joey Bart extended it with a walk. That put a runner on for O'Neill Cruz. Cruz went down on strikes in the second. He swings to the next pitch and crushes one. Down the right field line, off the foul pole, and gone. A two-run home run for O'Neill Cruz. And it redirected onto the walkway behind right field. An absolute missile. 114 miles per hour off the bat and into the Allegheny for the fourth time this year for O'Neill Cruz and fifth time in his career, 77th time it's happened in PNC Park history. 3-2 ball game, Mets ahead by just a run. Michael Taylor then grounded out to end the inning. Ryder Ryan on for the fifth in a shutdown inning. In the bottom half, David Peterson returned in a one-run game. He struck out Andrew McCutchen and then allowed a base hit to Brian Reynolds. His day was done. He could not go five innings. Jose Buteau took over, got a pair of flyouts, and that ended the fifth inning as he stranded the inherited runner. Ryan returned for the bottom of the sixth. Mark Vientos and Luis Torrens led off the inning with base hits to put some traffic on. Tyrone Taylor could not advance them as he failed to get down a sacrifice bunt. First and second, though, one away for Jose Iglesias.
1-0 on Iglesias, who's been quieted today, 0-2. Open stance right side. Next pitch is lined over third. That's a base hit rolling to the corner. Iglesias does it again. Vientos scores from second. Torrens gets to third. And Jose Iglesias, OMG man, does it again. And RBI double to left. It's 4-2.
RBI double for Jose Iglesias. The Mets got one back. Had second and third with one away. And a little bit more insurance with Harrison Bader at the plate.
1-0 pitch. Bader cracks one in the air left field. Reynolds over to his left. He dives, and he makes a sensational catch. But Torrens scores on the sack fly to left. Great grab by Reynolds, diving toward the alley in left center.
A strong counter for the Mets, and our insurance runs the game. Presented by NJM Insurance. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. So after the Mets' lead was cut to one, two more runs made it a three-run lead, and we were on to the bottom of the sixth, where Jose Buteau posted a scoreless inning to send it to the seventh. The Mets put the leadoff man on, but thanks to a double play, Ryder Ryan faced the minimum. Then in the bottom half, Reed Garrett took over for the Mets with a 5-2 lead. O'Neill Cruz went down on strikes to start the inning. Things got rather dicey from there. Rowdy Tellez pinch hit, and he floated a single out to right field for a one-out base runner. Garrett then walked both Andrew McCutchen and Brian Reynolds to load the bases. That meant that the tying run was on, and the go-ahead run at the plate for Pittsburgh. It was key Brian Hayes. He lined one back up the middle that was caught by Lindor for the second out. I tell you what, the ball was destined for center field, but Lindor was able to snow cone it and nearly got a double play at second base for the second out. Connor Joe, a right-handed batter, was due up, but rather than Joe, Derek Shelton, the manager of the Pirates, decided to send up Jack Sawinski. And once again, Garrett fell behind in the count. With the count 3-1, Garrett appeared to have missed down and away for ball four that would have brought in a run. Instead, home plate umpire John Tempain called it a strike. Sawinski was already halfway up the first baseline. Derek Shelton, the manager for Pittsburgh, was absolutely irate. He was ejected from the game from John Tempain. So now the count was full. No manager for Pittsburgh. Jack Sawinski had to dig back in, and the payoff pitch by Reed Garrett. The payoff pitch to Sawinski. Swung on and missed, strike three. Threw him a splitter at 90 miles per hour. Garrett screams as he walks off the rubber. He strands the bases loaded with a strikeout of Jack Sawinski. And our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Strikeout for Reed Garrett. He worked in and out of trouble, and the three-run lead was intact. After a scoreless eighth inning, we went to the ninth with the Mets still ahead 5-2. Josh Fleming for Pittsburgh made it two scoreless innings with a quiet top of the ninth inning. Then in the bottom half, it was the return of Edwin Diaz. His suspension up after last night's game, so the Mets bullpen back to full strength. O'Neill Cruz led off, and Diaz hit him. So that put a runner on with nobody out. Rowdy Tellez next. Diaz struck him out. One away and a runner at first base. And Andrew McCutchen up for Pittsburgh.
5-2 Mets, the 0-2. Hit on the ground is short. Lindor's got it, throw to second one. McNeil to first, it is end time. Double play, the Mets win. And Edwin Diaz a save in his first game back from suspension. The Mets beat the Pirates 5-2. They have taken the second game of this four-game set that is now a game apiece.
Mets took game two, and the three-game losing streak came to an end by a final score of 5-2.